Pichu here. To live within what is most real and objective reality is most likely to realize that Niccolò Machiavelli is on par to Charles Darwin, where to allow the world to define itself on its own terms is to realize that life, the world, humanity and nature follows patterns that are not overly idealistic. It is more than somewhat demoralizing to realize a lot of what your heart felt to be real had no objective measure in true world history or much in measure to anything to real life or the world around you. To say in a world where few leave their homes, many video game use social media and watch TV, that to suggest people simply lived in caves oblivious to the facts is understated. Yet unfortunately, when people become far too poor, such as the landscape of ripe late-stage capitalism, just as far too soft or drifted apart from reality, it leaves gaps that psychopaths can strongly exploit. An idealist places too much trust in human nature, altruism, and the assumption people think of others or are somehow well-balanced as people, where despite the views of idealists can be comforting, objective realism isn't that convenient, nor does capitalism leave people much room to do much more than advance themselves out of necessity and survival. If it is a mistake to think too fondly and idealistically of the world, humanity, and nature, it is, if anything, an even worse mistake to think than factually psychopathy does win, because in common sense ways coexistence with others is survival. In the very short term, psychopathy, narcissism, and jerky ignorance seems to win, but in the long term it erodes to factual self-destruction. If being an idealistic is misleading to think life and nature has our favor, in contrast that being true factual jerk wins is in many ways even far more naive. Yes, within the landscape of ripe late-stage capitalism it makes people desperate, and the concept being a jerk will advance you farther is a nice narcissistic fantasy, yet in common sense ways of course it can be clearly seen virtually all places it leads to ruin, and I mean that factually. The term common sense where seemingly come into play here, yet in a landscape of such polarization, dichotomous thinking, and true factually misleading media, in efforts to steer narratives of people's views, it has formed a chaos, which even this chaos itself is a known tactic of fourth generation psychological warfare. To step from the dark of the cave to the light of the truth might be such common sense it's in some ways darkly hilarious, but nevertheless, no matter how simple, still reality. Just why culture lost sight of such pragmatic realism is kinda mysterious. I am sure in the 1970s or early 80s, as real as the Cold War focus, it was a dang given. The police exist for a reason, and it's easy to explain, as there are surely places you don't want to roam at night, and it's good to lock the door to your house is just unspoken. To see the world and to see history is so damn awful, it made a formally common sense understanding that humanity is seeking to lift itself from the primordial dark. And as real as 1920 was about 100 years ago, this should be far more clear. Is what is occurring politically some hidden real politic or darker truth? And the answer is, it's simply not. Intel places would surely strongly prefer a more Cold War approach, uniting people against a common enemy, uniting all people under the same banner, out of common sense, pretty dry moves. Statecraft is as well pretty dry, and experts in real politic aren't much different. If anything, what is occurring is so destructive as far as existential. Short and simple, China is not some strong nation, it's far more nuclear deterrence keeps and fit nations barely passing, when in reality a 10-year-old could kick it over, yet now that there is nukes to do such a kick would send missiles flying, so it keeps weak dumb things in motion, and this is true for Russia and many other places the same. Authoritarianism is not strong, merely nuclear deterrence prevents people from just bulldozing over what wasn't even much operating in ways that are obnoxious. Very often problems feel complex, yet answers are often so simple. The path forward is found in uplifting your peers. Now going back to the beginning, when I suggested that Niccolò Machiavelli is on par to Charles Darwin, you got to realize that reckless malignant assholes may climb ladders, yet often got short lives and knives to the back in the process. Long-term survival requires coexistence with others, and no matter how bad the stage of capitalism is, warmth, agreeableness, and true to the heart compassion with others is quite frankly what humanity is, just as it is statecraft, just as it is even many pretty dark truths of life as well. Get a life, caring is maturity. Yes, I am an adult baby person, which may just be strange way of expressing my autism, yet in real life to acknowledge you're just a small child makes you more well-centered, it makes you factually mature to be a sissy person. It is those who think they are grander or deeper than they are merely kids that ones dysregulated, immature, and lost. And by the way, true alphas are feeler types, where caring makes transformational leadership is in what most feel to be betas are far closer to real world alphas. What most feel is alpha is more psychopaths. It is notable Sam Vanon may have been an influence of mine, and in my autistic obsessions can get warped by whatever my focus may be such ways. It is notable that despite computer AI is powerful, what is being sold as AI is closer to a narcissist's false self, and it is far as they've sacrificed society itself to the religion of the false self of what they are pressuring to be the fantasy of AI. AI factually is pretty amazing, yet in a pretty bogus rational way. Like quantum computing is like a satire huge calculator, which is pretty amazing for trying to crack unsolvable equations of chalkboard science, and in contrast to YouTube fantasy, by no means the master control system from Tron looking around the room with eyeballs to say the least. For example, what an AI panopticon would be is simply what is programmed to do and data is trained towards, otherwise its real power is more a measure of psychological interjection and self-policing, because the hands-on reality of any such systems are is it's just a dang computer live a dang chat dot that fires on really stupid reckless words. Why is what happened factually happening is likely pretty close to a Niccolò Machiavelli statement that evil never sleeps, but evil is dumb and holds very little long-term stability. However, it is very dangerous that corruption breeds others towards more corruption. It is not the dawn of a new day, yet surely a very dangerous, interesting time in history with a lot of wild cards and reckless actions that go strongly against experts' intellectualism or common sense reasoning, which is going against realpolitik, harder truths included. How can you make things better is to step from the dark of the cave into the light. Caring towards others matters, and in seeking uplift your peers opens the gates to many paths forward that so often open from there. Like the phrase, together we stand, yet divided we fall. The path forward is to reach across boundaries and bring each other together. This has meaning beyond mere politics. It is debiasing, it is personal expansion, it is neural plasticity, it is innovation. If this was Ravenloft, domains of dread and what Musk is doing could make them a domain lord, and their curse is what they push aside and farther into the distance as their goals never function. It is not a measure of great people as much great teams. That the narcissistic false self they project into things like computer AI, like the religion, and they sacrificed society too, likely finds that in metaphor ChatGPT-6 works worse than ChatGPT-3. And it makes sense why it is in China is not a nice place. It is just a hole that merely nuclear deterrence keeps standing. The curses of Ravenloft are easy to explain, and it's as simple as further you entrench yourself into being a jerk, the insanely farther you get from many goals in ways that should be common sense from the beginning. If there is anything I would want anybody to take from this, it is uplifting your peers opens doors and the gates forwards to a lot for yourself and others included.